FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police are continuing their search for the killers of an e-hailing driver in Durban. Spepile Ntuli, who is known to have worked in the KwaMashu and Intuzuma areas as well as at King Shaka International, was reported missing last week. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says they found his body after recovering his car from Avoca, north of Durban, on Thursday.
Police in Inland have opened a murder case. A 31-year-old man was found dead at Etafuleni Cemetery. The victim had multiple gunshot wounds. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage.
A political analyst has suggested that the ANC's declining influence could be driving alliance partners away. Civic organization Sanco in KZN announced its decision to cut ties with the party in the province. It says one of the reasons is the ANC's failure to consult its partners on big decisions. Salim Mapaila, the SACP Secretary General, has been a vocal critic, accusing the party of being counter-revolutionary by working with the DA and FFP. Political analyst Sakile Ndlovu says after this year's elections, the ANC doesn't have much to offer its alliance partners.
Some of the policy positions that the ANC has taken has made some of its alliance partners unhappy. A lot of people are in politics because of economic opportunities. I wouldn't be surprised if we see these alliance partners deciding not to endorse the ANC when elections come. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if Sanco puts its weight behind the MK party.
Action SA says it's axed its caucus leader over alleged abuse of power in the Newcastle local municipality in northern KZN. The party's Michael Beaumont says Faisal Kasim is accused of using his position to pursue his personal interests. The accusations stem from ongoing litigation between his company and the municipality after the previous administration closed his place of business for 18 months. Beaumont says its investigations reveal that the municipality settled his legal fees, but no record of this was presented to council.
This is particularly concerning when we have noted a pattern of events which appears to be an abuse of power aimed at ensuring that this settlement is fast-tracked in his favour at the expense of the principles of good governance.
And New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has made a historic apology to thousands of survivors who endured physical, sexual, verbal and psychological abuse in state and faith-based care. It was issued after a report found that 200,000 vulnerable people, including children, had suffered abuse in children's homes and psychiatric hospitals between 1950 and 2019. Many of them included people from the Maori and Pacific communities. Luxon has described the abuse as horrific and heartbreaking.
You deserved so much better, and I am deeply sorry that New Zealand did not do better by you. I am sorry that you were not believed when you came forward to report your abuse. I am sorry that many bystanders, staff, volunteers and carers turned a blind eye and failed to stop or report abuse.
A recap of our lead story, KZN police are continuing their search for the killers of an e-hailing driver in Durban. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.